Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Hi there, welcome to the show. I'm Kristen Smith, and here are 30 things you need to know right now. This year is expected to be the busiest year for Thanksgiving air travel ever. And the Wall Street Journal has just ranked the nation's largest airports for the first time. The paper says they looked at wait times in security lines, Wi-Fi speeds, on-time reliability, and walks to the gate. They surveyed readers about food options, cleanliness of bathrooms, and electrical outlets. The hubs were then scored based on reliability, value, and convenience. Dallas-Fort Worth came in fifth. It was also rated the most convenient. The Journal said the number four airport, Atlanta, offered good reliability and value considering it's the busiest in the world. Phoenix was rated the most reliable, which helped it take third place. Orlando came in second with high marks in all categories. And coming in at number one, Denver. The Journal says the top three all had strong competition between airlines, giving flyers more options. The bottom three spots all went to airports servicing New York, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. The Journal says it's one of the most comprehensive airport rankings ever. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, a piece of art just made history.
That's right, Kristen. A new record on the auction block. David Hockney's pool painting, setting the record for the most expensive painting ever for a living artist. Bidding started at $18 million, but the price war escalated quickly. Painting selling for a super high $90.3 million. If you're looking to upgrade your computer this holiday, Staples and Office Depot, they have what you need. The office supply giants are having huge sales on laptops and dishing out great giveaways, too. If you spend more than $150 in Office Depot on Black Friday from 8 to noon, you get a free Google Mini. Speaking of the holidays, Thanksgiving dinner just got fancier. Feisty Acres on Long Island is selling high-end turkeys that start at about $9.99 per pound, much higher price than the average turkey. Feisty Acres birds will cost you around $150.
So is it too late to get one of these designer turkeys?
These birds are in high demand. There's an exclusive waiting list. If you didn't order by Labor Day, you are probably out of luck. Kristen, back to you.
Well, now we know for next year. Thanks, Deidre. All right, time now for our New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, a little setup here. It's been a year since Jersey couple Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico raised $400,000 on GoFundMe for a homeless man who gave Kate his last 20 bucks when she ran out of gas. Any updates on this heartwarming story?
Kristen, I hate to break it to you, but we've been had. They were all in cahoots. All three of them have been arrested, and they've been charged with conspiracy and second-degree theft by deception. They face 5 to 10 years. Well, apparently, about an hour after that couple set up that GoFundMe page, the woman, Kate McClure, texted a friend of hers, "Shh, don't say anything," but the gas part was made up. But we kind of felt that there was something going on for the last few weeks because the homeless guy sued the couple. He claimed that they spent all their money and that he really only got $75,000. But meanwhile, GoFundMe is stepping in. They're going to refund the people who put up their money for this. But Kristen, we don't know where they're getting that $400,000 back because this couple spent it already.
That's a good question. Where is that coming from? Let's change it up just a bit. One chef is getting in the holiday spirit big time.
So this guy wants to break his old Guinness World Record for the largest gingerbread village. He has built over 1,300 gingerbread houses. Their banks, their homes, their police stations. Everything, just so you know, is all edible. Oh, but wow. Do not touch it because it is up on display until January 21st. And that's when you can go in and grab as much as you want and take it home. My advice, put it in the microwave for like about 10, 15 seconds before you eat it, because it has been sitting there for quite some time.
Rosanna, thank you.
Have a great day and a New York minute.
We will. You as well. All right, my friends, winter is a coming, and as temperatures fall, you know what happens. Our lips become chapped, seasonal depression sets in, even acne flares up. That, as studies suggest, moderate to severe breakouts are 11% more likely in winter than in summer or fall. Dermatologists say winter's drier conditions cause skin glands, mostly in the T-zone, to create more of the moisturizing oil, sebum. But if too much sebum's created, pores can clog, causing breakouts. To combat those blemishes, they recommend using oil-free moisturizers right after a shower or covering your face with a scarf when you go outside. And relax, as the emotional stress of the holidays and the physical stress of cold exposure can both affect your complexion. Experts do caution against certain activities, avoiding exfoliating scrubs. They only make skin drier during the winter. The same goes for overwashing, which may be a difficult ask when trying to stop acne through good hygiene. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear more and more people are taking their banking online.
Hi, Kristen. Well, it appears more consumers are turning to online banks and ditching the typical brick-and-mortar chains. These banks are gaining more attention because they pay more for the privilege of keeping your cash. A survey by NerdWallet found most virtual banks pay about 2% for savings accounts. That interest could turn into hundreds of extra dollars over several years. The national average is 0.9 at brick and mortar banks. Online banks offer the same safeguards as traditional banks do. But before you make that big jump, you should be sure that the bank is FDIC insured to protect your cash. Well, you get hundreds of likes. You get pumped up when somebody slides up in your DMs. But the lead author of a study at the University of Pennsylvania says too much social media leaves you more at risk of developing or worsening symptoms of depression or anxiety. The study is one of the first to show a cause and effect relationship between social media use and mental health issues. Researchers looked at the most cringeworthy office phrases, and giving 110% came out on top. The second most annoying phrase is blue sky thinking, which means thinking that is not in touch with reality. Third place went to low-hanging fruit, which means a thing or person that can be easily won or persuaded. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I've got to tell you this, that I've never heard of the phrase blue sky thinking, but I know for a fact that we are nobody's low-hanging fruit. Back to you.
Right. And we'll give it 110% anyway. Thanks, Danielle. Jenny O has recalled nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground turkey products over salmonella concerns. The Jenny O products you see on your screen are recalled because a sample tested positive for the same salmonella strain during last year's outbreak that spread across 35 states. While the USDA works to find out the original source, the CDC warns that if you're going to handle raw turkey of any kind, including a Thanksgiving turkey, be extra careful and wash your hands thoroughly after touching it. And this holiday season, Americans plan to spend big bucks on their family pets. According to a poll by St. Leo University, pet owners will drop an average of $237.37 on holiday gifts for their pets. Now watch as this group of teenage boys has a little fun while taking out the trash at the fast food chain they work at. He nailed that one. What could possibly go wrong? Only a teenage boy would still have a smile on his face after being sprayed with garbage. All right, let's go to Carrie Lake now from Fox 10 Phoenix. She brings you this week's life hacks. So Carrie, good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. In today's life hacks, we're talking travel. And if you spend time in a hotel room, you know one of the dirtiest things in the whole room is the TV remote. You don't have to touch this gross thing. All you do is take the bag from the ice bucket and you make a little protective sleeve around the remote, and then you don't get those germs on your hands. Next up, before you leave for your trip, take a photo of your luggage, and here's why. If it's lost or damaged, you've got a picture of what it looked like before you left, and it'll help in the claims process. One more luggage hack for you as you travel. If you have luggage that looks like everybody else's, you've got to do something about it. So put some distinctive tape markings on the luggage, and nobody else will ever take off with it by accident. Back to you, Kristen.
All great travel hacks. Thanks, Carrie. All right, still ahead, why do our palms get sweaty when we're nervous? And you won't believe what one lucky couple found in a storage locker. Don't go anywhere. Top 30, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Some actors go above and beyond for a role. I mean, Charlize Theron gained 30 pounds for Monster. Matthew McConaughey lost 38 pounds for Dallas Buyers Club. And Rooney Mara got some dozen piercings for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. With more on this year's big transformations, we're joined by our friend Nikki Novak. I love this topic.
I do too. Well, and it used to be in back in the day, actors and actresses wanted to look as good as they could possibly look in movies.
Right.
And now it's like they almost want to do the opposite.
I know. How dramatic can I get? So yes. Who do you think will make us do a double take?
Well, first of all, Christian Bale for Vice is the one that everybody is talking about because he is unrecognizable as Dick Cheney.
If we came to a different understanding.
He transforms himself. I mean, he lost 60 pounds when he did The Machinist, and he lost 30 pounds when he did The Fighter. So I did a little math. Over the years, Christian Bale has gained or lost a total of 197 pounds.
Wow. Yes. And I understand in the movie Vice, Christian Bale's not the only one who has a transformation.
No, Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld, Amy Adams plays Lynn Cheney, and then Sam Rockwell plays George Bush Jr., and it rivals any SNL performance that I've seen, any take on him I've seen.
Okay, who else should we look out for?
Okay, so we also have Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Okay.
So he plays a real-life person named Tony Lip. He was a bouncer. He was a New York City Italian guy.
Uh-huh.
And Viggo originally didn't even know if he could pull off the role. He gained 45 pounds for this role.
Do you know how they do that?
He basically said the three rules that everybody will tell you not to do, eat before you go to bed, and have a second helping and have dessert is what he did. And he said, by the way, he hates eating hot dogs on camera, but he loves eating chicken. He said, chicken is fun for some reason. You can just whip it around and it's great.
Love it. Okay, now let's talk about maybe the strangest transformation of the year.
Okay, Tilda Swinton, she just morphs into these different roles.
Yeah.
So she's more an actor than she is a movie star. So Suspiria, she plays this ballet instructor and she has long hair and she looks quite different. I went and saw this movie and didn't even know until afterwards that there's an older male Eastern European psychotherapist that is her.
Yeah.
And she did it through prosthetics. So apparently they widened her jaw and they changed her nose, they changed her mouth, they even changed her skin and added liver spots, which nobody wants.
Yeah,
but
nobody
she did
wants
for
those.
This role.
We try and get rid of those, you know, with the microderm.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. Nikki, always amazing.
Good
Thank
to see you
so
too.
Much. All right, picture this. You're about to make a speech in front of hundreds of people, or maybe you're giving a presentation that your job depends on. Either way, this is enough to make anyone panic. And a telltale sign is sweaty palms. And no, you're not the only one this happens to. But why? Marley Ann Pohl Rodriguez, a dermatologist at Stanford Healthcare, told the HuffPost that sweat is stimulated by the sympathetic nervous system, which is in charge of that fight or flight response you get in times of alarm. Your hands specifically are affected because there are higher concentrations of sweat glands on your palms. She also says sweat tends to be controlled by the hypothalamus in the brain, which processes that alarm and translates it into sweat. So how do you make it go away? Well, we actually have very little say in how to control sweat, but you can try practicing deep breaths, applying some antiperspirant to your hands the night before, and packing a small bag of baking powder to put on your hands before a stressful situation. Give those tips a try next time. That way you could be totally nervous, but on the surface, you could look calm and ready. Well, they say someone's trash can be someone else's treasure, and the show Storage Wars proves that storage units can be worth big money. Auctioneer Dan Dotson revealed he recently sold his most valuable unit ever for just $500. In his own words, here's what Dan says happened.
When that person opened it up, they're inside the safe. Normally, they're empty. But this time, it wasn't empty. It had $7.5 million cash inside the safe.
$7.5 million. Can you imagine? Well, apparently not shortly after, an attorney representing the owners of the storage unit contacted the buyers trying to get their money back. At first, they were offered $600,000 and turned it down. But then the offer was doubled to $1.2 million and they took it, returning the leftover $6.3 million. The people who bought the unit legally owned the money, but I'm sure they didn't want to wonder why millions was left in a storage unit instead of the bank. So I think they made the right call, taking the payout. $1.2 million is a lot more than nothing. And now we go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, you guys have some news for us on a certain This Is Us star.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. This week, we've exclusively revealed the identity of Chrissy Metz's new boyfriend, composer Hal Rosenfeld. Our source said Hal is such a sweet guy, and everyone around Chrissy really likes him because he adores her, and she is really into him as well. And Us Weekly can exclusively report that former Bachelor star Ari Lewandowski Jr. and fiancé Lauren Burnham are pregnant with their first child. Ari told us that though they weren't trying, they are so excited, and it is still full speed ahead to their January wedding.
Gotta love baby news. And Brody, despite so many losing so much in the California wildfires, I hear there are some signs of hope.
Yes, the fires have been devastating. Quite a few celebrities lost their homes in Malibu, including Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus, who shared that their house had burned to the ground. Liam wrote on social media about the heartbreaking few days and showed that all that was left of the house was a sign that spelled out love. Liam marveled at the way the Malibu community is pulling together to help each other out and encouraged people to donate to the cause. Putting their money where their mouth is, the couple donated an incredible $500,000 to the Malibu Foundation through Miley's Happy Hippie Foundation.
It's always nice to see everyone come together in the face of tragedy. Brody, thank you, and we'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, make sure you check out usmagazine.com. More Top 30 after this. Welcome back to Top 30. Almost 40% of people believe they can treat or even cure cancer using so-called alternative medicine. That's according to a new survey by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Those treatments include enzyme or oxygen therapy, as well as certain diets, minerals, and vitamins. But there's a problem. Research has shown that death rates are about 2.5 times higher in cancer patients that use only alternative therapies compared to standard cancer treatment. The chief medical officer of the oncology group says the vast majority of alternative therapies either haven't been rigorously studied or haven't been found to benefit patients. Cancer is the number 2 killer of Americans, but death rates have been going down thanks in part to standard treatments like surgery and chemotherapy. Experts say patients often turn to alternative treatments because of personal or philosophical beliefs. The study's authors say their findings show a need to correct misinformation so that patients can get proper care. Okay, the year's end is approaching, and do you know anyone who has kept their New Year's resolution this long? Well, if so, you may be able to count them on one hand. A new study shows that many Americans are actually abandoning their attempts to be healthy until 2019. But this study done by Herbalife and OnePoll and featured in the New York Post also showed some very revealing numbers about holiday indulgence. 45% of Americans said they will wait until after the festivities to pick up healthy or clean eating. 55% will or would break a diet for the sake of a home-cooked holiday meal. The average person will overeat on 13 different days between Thanksgiving and the New Year. The average person gained 6 pounds in holiday weight. And finally, only 12% will not gain any weight at all during the holiday season. So when mom brings out all the goodies this Thanksgiving, remember, only you can prevent those pesky pounds. Well, nothing ushers in the holiday spirit like a colorful town parade. And Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here to tell us how Los Angeles will kick off the season of celebration. Hey, Liz.
It's true, Kristen. Tinseltown knows how to get festive. Each year, Hollywood rolls out the biggest red carpet on record for the Hollywood Christmas Parade. This historic parade celebrates its 87th year next weekend with Grand Marshal Nancy O'Dell. Now, while this isn't unusual to find a star-studded event in Los Angeles, this parade is really unique. Thousands of fans gather to watch their favorite celebrities, floats, high school marching bands, mega balloons, movie cars, and Santa Claus. There is a live concert with top name performers too. It's all done in the name of charity too. The event is a fundraiser for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. And don't worry if you can't make it to Hollywood to watch the event live. It is televised and will air nationwide in December. The parade is hosted by Laura McKenzie and Eric Estrada, and Garrett Clayton and I will be reporting from the red carpet. It's a great way to kick off the holidays, Kristen. Back to you.
All right, well, have fun. Sounds like it'll be a great event. Thanks, Liz. Stay with us. We have more Top 30 coming up. Welcome back. We've seen men get nice and scruffy every November for about 10 years now. Have you been talking about men's health and how this month can save lives? Because if you haven't, you may be missing the point of this month-long event. The No Shave November organization says the concept is to grow men's health awareness as men grow their hair out, which many cancer patients lose in their fight. The rules are simple. Men put down the razor for 30 days and donate their hair maintenance expenses to the cause. The money goes to cancer education, prevention, and helping those who are already fighting cancer, especially men battling testicular and prostate cancer. About 1 in 9 men will develop prostate cancer, while 1 in 250 men will develop testicular cancer. That's according to the American Cancer Society. Men die on average 5 years earlier than women and are more likely to die by suicide than women, according to the CDC. So when you see the men you know growing those nice full beards and mustaches, ask them why, and they just may have a lot to say. And that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but the holidays also bring some hidden fire risks. We'll have safety tips. Plus, the original Company for Women is being accused of discrimination. And a new report on the best cities for singles. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.